Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Amazon's Prime Day is here, and today in this video we're going to break down the details and the marketing that goes on behind the success, and from a different point of view. Amazon Prime Day is here, and it's here making a difference, and it's here making money. So today we're talking about Amazon's Prime and how and the secrets behind what they're doing. Well, not necessarily secrets, but my intake on what they're doing when it comes to marketing, advertising, and business. See, Amazon has been around for a long time, ever since Jeff Bezos came out. And when he came out, he started doing Amazon. And when Amazon first came about, it was Amazon was selling books online, was selling digital books online, and he just evolved to more than he evolved more than today than when he started, because of technology, because of the knowledge, because of time. So Amazon Prime Day is here, and it's here because it's a growth evolution with Amazon. So Amazon started back in with selling books. Amazon started back with selling books, and when Jeff Bezos decided to do that, he had to understand that everything was going to change over time, without even knowing that it was going to change at the fast rate and fast pace that it changed. So time has shown that as technology improves, we can either take advantage of it or we can seize the opportunity. So one thing that Jeff Bezos did was he seized the opportunity, because he understood that there was a lane for books. At the time when he started back in the late 90s, he was interested in selling books. So his business model, his business structure was around books, selling books. So he became different from anyone else during that time because he was willing to sell books online. And so during that time, technology wasn't as advanced as it is today. And even though it wasn't advanced, Jeff Bezos made a way to sell online, to sell products and have Amazon start something amazing. And so as I'm reading this article, the article that I read today, it was just explaining how Amazon's Prime Day is taking off, not necessarily taking off, but it's making a lot of money, because they understand their customers. They understand how to market to their customers. And they understand how to advertise. They understand how to promote. They understand how to sell. Most importantly, they understand business. And so when I began to really just dive into this article, it made me really understand that Amazon and their team and their business structure is so dialed in. So dialed into the T. It's like, it's so incredible. One stat that I got from this article, it said that Amazon Prime, on an estimate of in 2023, the global sale made $12.5 billion. $12.5 billion. And it got me intrigued. They got me like $12.5 billion globally. Like, Amazon is here, and it's here making a difference, and it's here showing how to have a business. So in the article, it was just explaining how they're able to create this impact because they understand the basics, because they understand how to have a team. And Jeff Bezos did it with selling books, and now he's selling anything that you can think of when it comes to Amazon. Amazon has a different purpose than Walmart. And so in the article, it was just saying, it was explaining that Amazon's competitors are not doing what Amazon is currently doing at this moment. And so when I was reading it, it made me really think about, like, huh, you really have to know what you are doing and who you are going against so you can be different. So when I started learning more about business, started learning more about marketing, advertising, everything that I'm doing to this day, they say you can either be different, new, but you can be new, you can be different, or you can be better. And so when Jeff Bezos came back in the late 90s, he wanted to be different because he was selling books. And over time, that's how he's able to be different and remain known and top of mind with today's time, because he understands the process behind business, behind communicating, behind marketing. Marketing is something that every business should be doing, because you have to communicate to your audience. You have to communicate to your customers. You have to communicate in a way where your customers is intrigued about what you're saying, is intrigued about the message, and you're able to serve them in a way because they can see what you are delivering. They can see what you are talking about. They can see what you are promoting. And so when I was reading this article, it stated the competitors, Amazon's competitors. And when it stated Amazon's competitors, I was like, oh yeah, that they really dialed in with the fundamentals of everything. And so Amazon's competitors were Walmart, Target, Temu, TikTok Shop, just to name a few. And they understood that they are competitors. Even though that they are competitors, they still can be different. Amazon Prime can still be different because they can serve a different audience, or communicate in a different way, or just be different overall, which will help connect and make more money. The article that I was reading, it said it made an estimate of $12.5 billion global dollars. And it was so incredible. It was so like mind-blowing that a company can even do something like that. And a company can even make a lot of money like that. $12.5 billion with the B. Not with the M, but with the B. And so it made me really just dive into the article and really just understand, like, there's every business has to be learned, studied, and understood. And until the one starts learning about business, then they can't be different. Then they can't be better. They can be new, but how do you be different? How do you be better? How do you serve your customers in a way where they keep coming back to you? See, understanding that marketing, advertising, systems, and business, it's a lot to learn. It's a lot to handle. It's a lot to understand. And when you put the time into learning everything, now you're able to witness what this skill is, what this industry is. And so business is something that everyone has, not necessarily everyone, but if you're in business, it's something that you really have to study every single day. For some reason, every time I come across a video about that, speaking about wealth, money, or anything of that nature, the people that's interviewing or that's getting interviewed, they say they read. They say they study. They say that they in tune with the world and with the changes, and adapting to everything before everything adapt to them. And so as I'm reading and watching all these successful people just learn and understand what they're doing, the industry that they're in, it inspired me, because I'm in the digital marketing age. I'm in the digital marketing space. And now I have to learn everything that goes on with this, because if I'm not putting time and effort into studying what the digital marketing or the digital space is, I can be left behind because I'm not being different. I can be left behind because I don't fully understand. I can be left behind because I'm not fully grasping what the digital space is. So I have to continue to learn. I have to continue to grow. I have to continue to evolve. Because as I'm evolving, now I'm learning more about business. Now I'm learning more about marketing. So the first point I want to hit on, of course, my marketing ain't even here. That's crazy. The first one I want to hit on is to know your market. Know your market. I'm going to put that right here. Know your market. Know your market. And what this means, hold on, let me put this where you can see it. There we go. Oh, there we go. Let me put it where you can see it. Know your market, which means you have to fully understand who's in your market, who you're communicating with, and how can you connect with them in a way that's going to help you create more revenue. And by them, I'm saying your audience. How can you connect with your audience in a way where they keep coming back? See, Amazon Prime Day is so incredible. One, I'm not a Prime member, but I see the benefits of it. I know I'm not doing as much shopping. I don't really do that much shopping, so there's no point for me to get the Amazon's Prime. Furthermore, I don't have to be the audience for that. I don't have to be the specific person for that. That offer that they offering to other people. And so when I was reading the article, it says, it made me think that Amazon Prime, it's really convenient. It's really convenient. You can order something today and it be here today. If not today, the latest is tomorrow. It's very customer centric. Like it's customer, what is it called? Customer oriented. Like it evolves around the customer. Because now, when a customer orders something, when they place an order on Amazon Prime, they can get it on the same day. They can get it within 24 hours if you have the subscription, if you're paying for that. And so I'm the one that's not paying for it, because I'd rather, if I get something today, I'm okay with getting it Thursday or Friday or something like that. I'm okay with that. I've came to terms that I don't need it overnight. It's good to have it overnight, but I don't want to pay that extra money for it. And so as I'm really just diving in with the Amazon's Prime, you have to really know your market. It's summertime. And summertime is one season away from school starting back. And so when school starts back, now there's more information, more time, or more marketing that has to go into it, because different audiences are purchasing and looking for different things at different times. And so now, since it's summer times, there are deals going on for school, because schools start back in August. And so, schools start back in August, in August. And I remember when I was younger, my mama, I remember the deals like crazy. I remember we used to wait for the summer deals. We used to wait for the summer deals, because the summer deals was half off. It was buy one, get one free. It was... You don't have to pay full price for something. So the Amazon Prime Day is so amazing, because it's connecting with a specific audience. So the first one I want to hit on is to connect with a specific audience. One, connect with a specific audience. ENCE. There we go. Connect with a specific audience. So the reason why this is important, because if you're communicating to everybody, then you're not communicating to no one. And the reason being, because there's people that's looking to buy Amazon's Prime or Amazon Prime deals because they used to buy the deals. Even before today came, or even before this, the Prime's Day came, they still was purchasing because they already have the subscription. They already familiar with the services and what Amazon Prime does and how quickly they can get their things that they order. And so when you connect with a specific audience, you're understanding the person that you're communicating with. It's kind of like an avatar. What an avatar is an ideal customer that you have in mind. What do they look like? What do they talk about? How do they appear? And so when Amazon Prime is showing and displaying and marking this Prime Day, everyone is already, not everyone, but the ones that use it are familiar with it, yet the ones that really dive into it are the ones that use it every day, are the ones that use Amazon Prime before Prime Day even came, before Prime even was here. There are users that's using Amazon Prime because they enjoy the quickness of the delivery. It's kind of like going to the store today. You buy and purchase your items today in person. And so this, like with Amazon, you buy something today. What day is it? Amazon Prime, I think it said I'm going to look it up. Prime Day 2024. It is The Final Countdown. Let me see. So it's a Prime Day day. I mean, Prime Day deals in 11 hours. So today, it ends in 11 hours, or first thing tomorrow morning. And the reason why, that's like, and they put a, what is it called? They put a scarcity on it. Like, it's a limited time offer. So you have X amount of time to get the Prime deals. And if you're not getting the deals, then you're going to miss out. Even though you miss out, if you have the Amazon Prime subscription, you're still, you still can order something to get the same thing the same day. And so when I start to learn more about business, more about marketing, more about advertising, more about promotion, it's the fact that you have to understand who you are speaking to that matters the most. There can be moms with Amazon Prime. Just use it as an example. It could be moms. It could be people that's going back to school. It could be individuals that's looking to get deals for upcoming upcoming school session during August. So you don't have to necessarily be in school. It's the fact that their ideal audience are the ones that's going back to school around this time. Well, not around this time, but around in August. So the deals is something that encourages the customer, encourages the audience, encourages the person that's into, that's looking to buy things, encourage them to buy things sooner. Encourage them to buy things at a limited time because the time is almost over. And the question was so great, what day is it? It shows that there's demand for it. And by demand, let's read this. I'm going to read the definition. Google, the demand definition is an insistent and request as authoritatively or, man, all these words, hold on, the desire of purchases, there we go, I was looking for something simple, the desire of purchases, consumers, clients, employees for a particular commodity, service, or other item. So basically, the demand for Amazon Prime are for those that's looking to purchase things for with the deal. There's nothing wrong with it. You get more for purchasing on Prime Day because you're able to seize the moment that's here. And so the thing, when you understand your audience, you're able to communicate them with your marketing, when you're promoting, when you're putting more information out there, because the more information you're putting out there, the more information you're putting out there, the more you're able to connect with your ideal or specific audience, the more you can take advantage of the marketing, of communicating, of the communication. Because when you get in business, you have to understand and recognize who you're speaking to. Who are they? So when I started learning about business previously this year, I was learning more about who I would like to serve. And identifying who I would like to serve was so challenging because I wanted to serve everybody. I know everybody needed marketing, but everybody's not my ideal customer, which is absolutely, absolutely okay. I remember I did this pitch presentation, and as I'm doing this pitch presentation, I'm talking about advertising. I'm putting myself out there. I'm saying anyone that has a business need to be using and marketing themselves across social media. Even though a lot of individuals have a business and need to be marketing, everyone that has a business and need marketing are not my ideal customers. Because sometimes they might be in the wrong industry. Or they might be in the industry that I'm not familiar with. Or they might not be used to or understand social media. Or they might be looking for a different service when it comes to social media. So me understanding more about what I was doing and who I would like to serve, it helped me identify who I need to talk to. And so when I got done with the presentation, after speaking about the presentation, I got asked questions. People was asking me, so do you post and manage videos? Do you post and create flyers? Are you willing to create and manage your social media? Excuse me. All the questions that I got asked, I said yes to every last one of them. And so after I got done, when my mentors or the program that I was with, which was Action Zone, they pulled me to the office. Well, they didn't necessarily pull me to the office, but we went to the office, we got to talking, and it was one person that's already in social media. She already does digital marketing. And so when I went in there and talked to them, you know, just like, how was it? They was like, you didn't say no to nothing. You didn't say no to anything. You said yes to everything. And I'm thinking that's what you're supposed to do. If somebody asks you, this is what you do when it comes to that, you're supposed to say, yeah. I'm thinking that's what you're supposed to do. I'm thinking that's what you're supposed to say. I'm thinking that's how you're supposed to do your presentation. So I got the questions, I got the feedback, and I said yes to every last one, every single thing that they asked me. And so when I said yes, I didn't understand who my audience were and who I was looking to serve. It wasn't the fact that I didn't know, it was the fact that I was unsure. I'm thinking everybody needs marketing. Just like with Amazon Prime, everyone can purchase something from Prime, but everyone is not going to purchase from Prime. So everyone's not Amazon's Prime customer. It's the fact that when they have the subscription, when they already have it, they understand what goes on with Amazon Prime. They understand like the system behind it. If you purchase something today, it's kind of like going to an in-person store. If you purchase something today, you can get it the same exact day through mail. It's not even in person. Through mail, you can receive the same exact thing. And so when they understood, or they understand that everyone's not your customer, you don't need to say yes to everyone. You just need to say yes that's willing to buy your product and services. And so business is identifying who you would like to communicate with in a way where they will take action on something that you're offering. They would take action because they see the value in it. They would take action because they use it on a daily basis. And so when I was in this business class, they were just talking about there's a difference between wanting and needing. I'm like, what does that even mean? Dr. Russ, he was saying there's a difference between wanting and needing. When you need something as bad as you, when you need something, you don't act as fast on it versus when you want something. So when you want something, I can want a drink of water. I can get a drink of water. But when I need a drink of water, I'm going to delay me drinking it because I don't really necessarily need it. I don't really necessarily need it, but I want it. A want is a better desire than a need, because the need can continue to be pushed back so many times, so many days, and so long. Reason being, because a want is different from a need. Connect with a specific audience, point number two. Wanting is different than needing. Wanting is different than needing. And when you identify your customers, when you identify the people that you're speaking to, that you're marketing to, that you're promoting for, you understand that wanting is different than needing. And the reason being, hold on. There we go. I just had to move the board a little bit. The reason why wanting is different than needing, because when you want something, you get it as soon as you put your mind to it, as soon as you commit to it, and as soon as you see the value for yourself. You can want something more than you need something. You don't get the want faster. Just think about it. If you want, like me, like I want some candy, I'm going to go get some candy. If I want some ice cream, I'm going to eat some ice cream. If I want to eat some peanut butter and jelly, I'm going to eat it because it's what I want. Now, if I need to eat some fruits, if I need to eat a salad, if I need to eat cucumbers, I don't act as fast as I do when it comes to candy. I still eat fruit, I still eat salad, but there's a difference between wanting and needing. See, Amazon Prime understand the people that want versus need to purchase something. And since they understand the difference between wanting and needing, they're able to communicate to them in a way where they act on it. where they give a limited time offer to get this deal, to get this certain deal that's going on, and to take advantage of it. They understand the people they want, that want the deal, that want the opportunity, that want the offer, they're going to take it because they already are familiar with it and they want it more than they need it. They want it more than they need it, and when they want it more, they act faster. So that's when I was reading this article, that's why it started to make sense that Amazon Prime, they made, wait, it said an estimate of in 2023, Amazon Prime globally made $12.5 billion. $12.5 billion. And from my understanding, it's because they understand their customers. They understand who they are serving. They understand who want what they're giving. Everyone's not your customer. When you recognize that everyone is not your customer, you're gonna stop going for everyone. You're gonna start trying to convince everyone. Why not speak to the people that want something versus needing? Because when they want something, they act faster. See, that's when I learned that wanting and needing is completely different, because we act differently when we want something. We act differently when we need something. Why is that important? Because when you get into business, when you get into marketing, when you get into promotion, when you get into advertising, when you get into just doing more than what you think, you have to understand, you have to connect with a specific audience. You have to learn your audience. You have to communicate with them, because once you communicate with them, you're able to identify what's connecting, what's not connecting, what can be improved. Why is it even being approved? And so the definition of want, let's look up the definition of want. So the definition of want is want definition. The want definition is say have a desire to possess or do something, wish for. So let's look up the definition of needing. Now we're going to look up the definition of need. So let me share my screen. Why ain't sharing my screen? There we go. Yeah. So the definition of want is to have a desire to possess or do something. Or do something. And the definition of needing. I'm going to open up another screen. I'm going to open up another tab. Needing. Definition. Needing definition. No. Not. Well. Needing. Definition. Let me take the ing out. Need. Require something because it's essential. Very important. It's essential. Very important. Now, I don't know about y'all, but when I need something, I'll be hesitant to get it. I be hesitant to do it. I be hesitant because I don't necessarily want it. I don't want it. But I know I need it. See, there's a difference between knowing that you want something versus needing it. Because you delay the need. You delay the need until you can stretch it so far, until you can delay it for so long. You can only delay your need for so long. But you can feed your want as soon as it come across, as soon as you even think about it. See, the reason being, as I was learning about business when I went to this program multiple times, when I went through Action Zone multiple times, I've learned things in a way that makes sense, because I'm learning more about business. I'm learning more about marketing. I'm learning more about the digital space and the digital area, because there's more information that goes on with everything. Now, the information I'm giving is surface level, because I'm not in their business. I'm not doing their business every day. This is just me reading an article, me looking at what is already taking place, and understanding that Amazon Prime is a phenomenal business, and they understand like the basics. They understand the fundamental, and they are a huge business. A huge business. It started with a thought. It started with one person. Now they have thousands of employees. Excuse me. Now they have thousands of employees. So recently, I've been watching different videos and reading different articles about business, about marketing, about advertising, about success, about failures, about things that people are going through and how they overcome it, how they figure things out, how they adapt, how they add things to what they are already doing. It took me time to really recognize what I wanted to do and why I was doing it this way. So when I'm showing up because I understand that there's more to being consistent. There's more to showing up. There's more to showing you and demonstrating and teaching and making videos, because you have to understand what you are doing. I had to understand what I was doing and the purpose behind it. And so as I'm studying business and I'm studying these articles and I'm studying different things that catch my eye now, it made complete sense because the information is completely different. The information that's being presented is completely different because now I have to learn new terminology. I have to learn new ways. I have to learn the meaning behind everything, because when you commit to doing one thing, this one thing grows into multiple. Because you're recognizing that there's more to be unfolded. There's more to be learned. There's more things that we can learn from. And so as we are learning from something that we would like to do, we have to recognize it's only the beginning when we commit in the beginning. It's only the beginning. See, when Jeff Bezos knew, when Jeff Bezos committed, him committed to do books online turned into a lot more. And so there's a process behind everything that we have to grow through. Now, Jeff Bezos is worth billions of dollars. He's worth billions of dollars. That man went to Mars. That man went to Mars, and how much was the trip cost? Jeff Bezos, Mars trip cost. Let me see. It said, I don't know if this is the right, it say .org, but it could be right. It said the headline or the top of the page, it says Jeff Bezos spent $5.5 billion to be in space for 4 minutes. Here are seven things that could help solve. 4 minutes, and he spent $5.5 billion. Let me see how many other articles say the same exact thing. Let me see. Because if it don't say the same, then it's just like, yeah, it don't say the same. The price space, yeah, it don't say the same. It's now Amazon Tag Space. Anywho, man went to Mars and he spent a lot of money. Moral of the story is what I was trying to say. He went to Mars and he spent a lot of money. And he spent a lot of money because he understood in the beginning that he just had to commit to himself, commit to the process, and commit to what he was doing. When he was selling books online, he committed to selling books online. And so when he committed to selling books online, more came from that. More information came from that. More growth and development came from that. Because there's information that's not being talked about unless you go seeking what you're looking for, that you know for a fact what you're looking for. So wanting is different than needing, because when you want something, you would go get it. You would go get it as soon as it come across your mind. You would go get it. You wouldn't even second guess the want, because the want overpowers the needing, because the want is right in front of you. The want is more special. The want is more flavorful. The needing, I can do it tomorrow. The needing is more delayed than the want, because it's not really important. It's not really important because I can do it when I'm ready. I can do it when the time is right. It's not that important to me. And so now that we understand the difference the difference of wanting and needing is completely different. Now we have to understand that there's a process behind everything when it comes to business, marketing, and communication. The last one I want to hit on is that you have to be consistent with your message. Three, be consistent with your message. With your message. There we go. Message. There we go. Be consistent with your message. And the reason, what this means is the way you're marketing, the way you're putting yourself out there to the world, the way you're, the way you are showing up, you have to be consistent with everything that you're doing. See, Amazon Prime came about 10 years ago. And when it came about 10 years ago, it grows over time because now it's able to collect information and or data and improve the data, improve the work, improve the information because they're constantly growing, they're constantly learning, they're constantly adapting. So in business, the definition of adapting, let me pull it up. Definition of adapting is, let me share my screen so y'all can see it too. Definition of adapting or to adapt is make something suitable for a new use or purpose. In other words, modify. Modify. So Amazon is always modifying the information that they're receiving, the knowledge and data that they're collecting, because now they able to, because in the estimate of in 2023, they made $12.5 billion. It wasn't by accident that they made that much money, just an estimate. It wasn't by accident because they have things that they can go off of. They have information, they have data, they have numbers, they have results, they have things that didn't work, they have things that did work that they can see, and the things that's working, they can do more of. So how do you do more of something that's already working? You understand your message. You understand who you're communicating to. You understand that you can't communicate to everybody, but you can communicate to somebody. So your messaging has to be consistent. Your messaging has to show up in different places. Your message has to be the same. When I was making videos, as I'm making videos, I'm thinking all these videos that I'm making, I've made over 900 different videos. All these videos that I'm making, I sound redundant. I sound like I'm repeating myself. I sound like I don't, like I know what I'm talking about, but I'm saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. And so when I recognize that I'm saying the same thing over and over and over again because I'm perfecting my message, when new people come across me, when new people meet me, when new people recognize who I am, the same message that I've been delivering for over the last couple years is going to remain the same because I'm constantly improving. I'm just getting a little bit smarter. I'm just getting a little bit intelligent. I'm just gaining more knowledge because it's helping me identify that I want to be in business. If I want to be in business, I have to do business. If I want to do business, I have to study business. And when I study business, I have to be consistent with it because I can't learn everything all at once. There's a lot of things that goes on behind business. I just can't be consistent with it. I can't learn it overnight. I can't learn everything that goes on in business in one day, in one week, in one month. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. And when I understood that I'm committed to learning what this even is, what this skill, what's the purpose behind it, the reasoning of it, I'm willing to commit to learning more about it. I'm willing to identify and be okay with not knowing everything because there's a timing for everything. Sometimes I don't need to know everything. I just need to know enough so I can start and be consistent with my messaging. Your messaging is your marketing. When you learn how to communicate with others, you're able to communicate with a specific audience because your messaging is consistent. Your messaging is consistent because it connects with those that understands and relate to what you are saying. And so when I start to learn it, it was overwhelming because it was so much information being thrown at me all at once. And so with Amazon Prime, their message has been very consistent. I got a notification saying that the deal or Prime Day is ending. You might want to hurry up and do the deal or take the offer because the offer is no longer going to be there. It's no longer going to be there. And so when I started this live a couple minutes ago, I had someone ask, when is the date? OG Kara said, what day is it? And I looked it up. It said, you got 11 hours remaining. It was 11 hours, 2 minutes, and like 20 seconds. I said, it ends today. It ends today. Why? Because their message are consistent. Their message is consistent. And since their message is consistent, since Amazon Prime message is consistent, they able to connect with the audiences that would take the offer. They would take what they're serving. They would take what they're promoting. Reason being, because they're consistent with the message. I don't know how long they ran this campaign. A campaign is like a marketing, is a marketing activity that goes on for a specific time. Let's look up the definition. Hold on. Campaign definition. Campaign definition. Let's see. Definition of campaign: an organized course of action to achieve a goal. So let me read that again. An organized course of action to achieve a goal. So what is the goal with Amazon Prime and them doing Prime Day for 10 years? For 10 years, what is the goal behind it? The goal is to sell more products. It's to sell more of things that's on their website. And you can get a deal when you purchase it from this day to that day, but you have limited time offer. You have a limited time to purchase this deal because it's going to end soon. It's going to end soon. Not saying that your subscription will cancel, but the deal, the campaign, the promotion, the Prime Day, it will end. It will end. And so as I'm reading the information, as I'm reading and studying this, I'm learning that they are very strategic with their planning. They are very consistent with their message. They're promoting something. They didn't start promoting the Prime Day yesterday. They start promoting it a while back. Why? Because when your message is consistent for a period of time, people are going to take action on it. In business, when you're communicating with others, when you're communicating with a specific audience, you have to be consistent and redundant, repeatable, say the same thing over and over in different ways, because when your message is consistent, now you're able to connect with others. Now you're able to get people to buy what you're promoting. You're able to get people to buy what you are marketing. You get people to buy what you are advertising. See, promoting, marketing, advertising are different words that they mean, and yet they are in the same group, in the same meaning, because when you have a goal that you are trying to achieve with this promotion, you have to understand that there's work that has to be done. Your messaging has to connect. And you have to create your message in a different way that connects with others. Everyone acts differently when they hear different promotions. I saw this one hashtag or one thumbnail. A thumbnail is just a picture of the, when you go on YouTube, the thumbnail, that the cover picture is on a video. So when I saw this, it said that with Gary Vee actually did this. Well, made the video. It said that your ad, your promotion, your marketing should not look like an ad or promotion or marketing, because you want to communicate with your customers in a way where it's not like persuading them, but it's showing them a message that they can relate to. So in a way, when an ad looks like an ad, yes, everyone knows that you're persuading them. But when you're being relatable and showing the good behind the deal, the good behind the offer, the good behind what you're promoting, now you're able to provide a different message from others, and this is how you can be different. Hey, come buy this water because this water is good and healthy. See, when you're promoting something, you have to understand the perks behind it, the good behind it. Hey, are you thirsty? If you say no, no worries at all. I know it's going to get hot outside. And once it gets hot outside, I have some water for you, because the water is going to cool you down. The water is going to cool you down because it's not going to make you be hot. It's going to cool you down just a little bit. And it's cold and you have to pay for it just yet. See, when you identify that you're in business, you have to communicate in a way where people will see that you're not selling to them, but you're solving a problem. You're solving a problem. Marketing is communicating in a way where you show others how you can solve their problem. Where you can demonstrate how you understand what the problem is. Marketing and communications is speaking to a specific person. So if I went outside and I went walking down the street, I'm not gonna speak to somebody that's in the car because they have AC. I could, but the right customer is the one that's walking outside that don't have a car to say, hey man, listen, don't you feel this air? Don't you feel this heat? It's hot outside, ain't it? They're going to say, yeah, hey, man, listen, I got this water for $5, and it's going to have you cool down, not overheat, and it's going to make you less stressed. What do you think of that? I know that they can either say yay or nay. They can say yes or no. And so understanding the way that you communicate matters, because this is what connects and makes a difference and show how relatable you can be because of what you're saying. When you understand that your message or the words that you're speaking matters, it demonstrates that you're doing something right. So when Amazon Prime in 2023 made $12.5 billion, they understand how to communicate with their audience. They understand, they know how to communicate with individuals that's looking to buy. They understand their customers that's looking to buy in a specific time for school or for the fall. See, there's deals that to be made, but to communicate in a way what others understand means that you have to learn how to communicate effectively. You have to learn how to market and advertise effectively. You have to learn how to promote effectively, because when you learn how to promote in a way what others understand and become more relatable, you're able to make more money. You see, I'm learning everything that goes, majority of everything. I know there's a lot more to learn, but I'm learning because I'm putting myself out there. In February of 2024, Kanye West did an ad. He ran a video on his iPhone just saying, hey, I don't have a lot of money for production. I spent all my money for this ad. If you want to buy my clothes, go to Yeezy.com. Yeezy.com, my team will put the link at the bottom. Go to Yeezy.com. This one video was so simple, and it made a difference because he made a lot of money in a short span of time. Furthermore, he showed his vulnerability. He showed how he connects with others. You don't have to have a high production. Your message just has to be consistent. With Amazon Prime, their message is consistent because they know who they're communicating with. They know their audience. They know similar audience that connects with the ones that has purchased. It gets deeper when you're marketing. It gets deeper and it's expanding in a way when you can actually grow and connect with others. And the reason being because the reason being is because they're able to connect with their audience or connect with the specific audience that they know are interested in buying. They know for sure because they have patterns, they have information, they have data to look at. See, data is another word of saying numbers. When you have a lot of numbers to see what's working, now you can actually make and adjust better decisions. So Amazon Prime for the last 10 years has been changing and improving, has been modifying because they have the information to collect. They've been collecting the information for the last 10 years, so they know how to communicate with their audience. They know how to communicate with the ones that's going to buy. They know how to convince their sellers, their buyers, because they understand that they've been collecting for so long, and as they continue to collect, now you get in the position where your message is consistent. Because you're constantly improving. You're constantly changing. You're constantly evolving. And you don't even think that you're evolving in a way that's going to help you. One thing that was in the article that was so incredible that they put in there was the competitors. The competitors such as Walmart, Target, TikTok Shop, Temu, and this When they label the competitors, they have to understand that the competitors or people that's doing the same thing are not the people that's doing the same thing will not destroy your business. But how can you be different? So as I'm learning about business prior in the beginning of this year, I'm learning why being different is so important. You can either be different, be better, or be new. Majority of the time, being new is out of the window because some things can't be created different. Sam Walton has a lot of different Walmarts. He has a lot of different Walmarts. When I go to Walmart, I go for groceries. There's different stores and different reasons behind things. When I go to Target, I'm looking for specific house stuff, not for groceries, but like just for the house. And then when I go to, when I shop online, I'm looking for something, i.e. like a camera or cord or something that I don't feel like going to the store and fully asking, because I can look online, see what I need, and then I can go to Amazon and order the piece that I need for my camera so I can stream. Because I know Amazon got it. So every store has a different purpose, serve a different purpose, in my opinion. They serve a different purpose. And even though they serve a different purpose, they know how to connect with their audience. They know how to connect with ones that's going to buy something, that's going to sell, that's going to purchase anything, because their message is consistent. Because their message is consistent and they're constantly showing up in a way where it might not be time today. It might not be time tomorrow. But next week when you need something, you know I'm top of mind. Being top of mind has been the first thing someone think about when they about to purchase something or do something or go somewhere. So when you understand that wanting is different than needing, now you understand how to communicate with your audience, because you're hitting how what they want versus what they need. Because when you hit what they want, when you hit what your customers want and enjoy and understand and value, now you are able to make a, now you're able to communicate effectively where you can be consistent. Because there's a process behind everything. There's a process and studies and data and information that goes into the work, that goes into the skills, that goes into the development, that goes into everything that you're doing. You just have to understand that it takes time to recognize what's working and what's not working. It takes time because you have to start collecting information. And once you start collecting information, now you're able to see what's working, what's not working. Amazon Prime has been collecting information for the last 10 years, and they're able to see what's working, what's not working, what can be improved, and what's improving. Because they have the numbers. They have the information that they're looking at. If you have the numbers that you can look at, you can be a lot better. You can do a lot better. I read this or saw this on a video earlier today. It said, have a business around stats or statistics, around numbers. Make numbers decisions rather than emotional decisions. I said, huh, that's crazy. The fact that you just said it that way shows that you understand business. So I'm learning about business, so that I understand why you just said that. I understand why you just said that. And so now it's a difference, because the way you show up, the way you communicate, the way you display your marketing matters, because this is what's going to connect with others. This is what's going to make a difference, because your communication shows how you understand your customer. It represents the problem that you would like to solve, and it shows what you have to offer to them or for them. See, this article that I was reading, it went in depth on why being different was important. Everybody can do the same thing. Everybody can do the same exact thing. But the person that's different, the person that stick outside the box, the person that's creative is the one that's going to stick out. And they're going to stick out because they're not doing what the norm is. And so when I was watching this video with 50 Cent, he was, every time something in the world goes on or something like or something happens in the like online or whatnot, 50 is the first one to do and mimic and create something around it, because he's being different. He's being different. And then we watched this one, it was like a real estate show with Ryan Serhant. My brother Devin, he introduced me to Ryan Serhant on YouTube. Like, he sent me the YouTube link and I started to watch it. And then I went more in depth with the videos, more in depth with the knowledge, more in depth with what he was doing. And so he started on YouTube. He made a commitment with YouTube and start putting himself out there to help start closing more deals. Start closing more deals through social media, through marketing and advertising. And so when he introduced me to him, when he sent me the link, I was watching, I was like, huh, that's different. You're able to close deals online? Like, how does that even make sense? Then as I'm able to learn more about it, learn more about marketing, advertising, communication, he's able to close more online because he understands who he's speaking to. He understands the audience. The audience that he's serving are buyers looking to buy a specific place in New York, if I'm not mistaken. And so the same analogy, same concept with everyone that's in business, everyone that does business, have to understand who they are serving, who they are communicating with, and how they can help them. Because when you understand your message, now you can deliver more frequently. Now you can deliver it in more creative ways. Now you can be more open to now you can be more open to creating different ways to communicate because you understand who you're speaking to. You understand your audience. You understand your customers because you have data. You have numbers. You have information that can help you continue to grow, to continue to excel. Now, Ron Serhan, he has a Netflix TV special, a Netflix show, Manhattan on Fire or something like that, or Manhattan, Owning Manhattan or something like that. Owning Manhattan. Now he has a real estate channel with Netflix because he started with YouTube and understood that there's a lot that goes on with this, with social media, with the digital world, with the digital age. How can you take advantage of it and be different? How can you be different and communicate with your audience or where they are at? See, understanding that everything that you do has some form of communication, and it's how you're communicating that makes you stand out. It's what you are saying that makes a difference. It's how you are communicating that shows that you're different. Because when you show that you're different, when you show and understand the customers that you're speaking with, the difference will show. Amazon Prime in 2023, in an estimate, they made $12.5 billion. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't by accident. They have information to go off on for the last 10 years, and they're able to grow and improve and modify. So when you understand that you have to know your market, you have to know who you're speaking to, you have to know what you're in, you have to recognize you when you know who you're serving or what market you're in, what industry you're in, you have to communicate with in a way where others will understand, where your customers will see the problem and they will relate to this problem. And so when you do that, you're connecting with a specific audience. You're connecting with a specific audience because it's something that you understand. It's something that you've learned. It's something that you witnessed. It's something that you can back up because you have the information for it. You have the information for it because you're willing to go seek the knowledge. You're willing to continue to be consistent. You're willing to show up. You're willing. Oh, hold on. You're willing to continue to be consistent over time, because the longer you do something, the longer you show up, the more information you see, and which improves over time. And the reason why this is so important is because when you are able to connect with a specific audience, now you can see why wanting is better than needing, because when someone wants something, they act faster than they do when someone needs something. Because when you want something, you're going to find a way to get it. You find a way to get it, and you find a way to make it reality. Reason being, because you have to understand that wanting is completely different than needing, because when you want something, you act on it quicker than you do when needing something. Reason being, because you don't really need it. You don't really want it. I'm sorry. You don't really want it. And you can push it off to next week, next month, next year, because you don't really want it like that. When you do want it, that's when it's too late, because now the need is not as much. It's not as much needed. It's not as much thought about as the wanting. And so when you understand the difference between the wanting and the needing, now you have to be consistent with your message. You have to be consistent with what you are saying, how you are showing up, and how you are communicating with everyone that you, not everyone, but with your specific audience, back to right here, with your specific audience, so that way you're able to connect with the ones that's willing to listen, buy, and continue to buy from you. Your messaging has to be consistent. When it's consistent, now you can start being creative. When you be creative, now you can connect with a bigger specific audience because you understand your message. Your message is everything. Your message is everything because this is your marketing. When you understand what your marketing is, now you're able to see how you can make a difference. Amazon Prime understand their messaging because they're able to connect with a big global audience. They're able to connect with a big global audience and make a lot of more money. An estimate in 2023, Amazon Prime made $12.5 billion because they understand their messaging and how they are promoting and advertising to get more customers. That's important because when you recognize the audience that you're speaking to and the customers that you're looking to serve and the problems that you want to serve, you have to recognize that your message have to be consistent. And once you do, now you can connect with so many other people. So many other people. Amazon Prime connects with so many different people because they understand their message. They understand the business. They understand the system. They understand everything that goes on with it. So Amazon Prime is ending. It said it had 11 hours left. So I'm assuming it's ending tomorrow or tonight. At 12 p.m. So if you're looking to purchase anything from Amazon Prime, just go to Amazon.com and get your tickets. No, I'm just playing. But in closing, know your market. Know who you are serving. Know the industry that you're in. Know it. Study it. Learn it. And don't be afraid to start because you never know what you can do as you continue to show up. And as you know your market and start learning it, connect with a specific audience. Everyone is not your customer. Everyone would not buy from you, but there's a group of people. There are groups of people that will purchase from you because of your messaging. So when you identify your specific audience, understand that wanting is different from needing. Because when someone wants something, they want it faster than they need it. They get the want faster than they need. And so when you understand the difference, now you have to be consistent with your message. Your message has to be consistent every single day because until it's consistent, you cannot be creative. You cannot be and do things in a way where it can help you grow. Amazon Prime is very creative because they understand their message. So if you enjoyed this video on how Amazon Prime is making an impact, share this live with one friend, the friend that you just thought about. Let them know that this video is just for you so you can learn more about the market that you are in, more about business, more about your audience, and more about your messaging. This video was just for you. So send this to them. Until then, until next time, I appreciate y'all.